Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
You may be facing the battle of your life. You may be defeated and too weak to fight. There's strength to overcome in
revive us. I sigh, sometimes I cry, sometimes I feel my spirit have revival. It satisfies my soul, it's hope that I can hold.
Lord, I thank you for the book you've given, Word of Life, Breath of Heaven,
perfect truth from page to page that you've preserved from age to age,
from Genesis to Revelation, anywhere I look.
Every phrase leads me straight to Jesus.
Lord, I thank you for the book.
Master plan revealed to man, written with the hands of inspiration. When questions rise, I know I'll find the answer there in any situation. As I begin to me at my need,
Lord, I thank you for the book you've given, Word of Life, Breath of Heaven,
perfect truth from page to page that you've preserved from age to age,
from Genesis to Revelation, anywhere I look.
Every phrase leads me straight to Jesus.
Lord, I thank you for the book. Lord, I thank you for the book you've given, Word of Life, Breath of Heaven,
perfect truth from page to page that you've preserved from age to age,
from Genesis to Revelation, anywhere I look.
Every phrase leads me straight to Jesus.
Lord, I thank you for the book.
You're listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
Redeemed by the blood of the blood of the Lamb, forever I am.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell.
Redeemed, I am redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever.
Love is the theme of my song.
I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me song in the night.
Redeemed, I am redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am.
His child and forever I am, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Once I wandered in sin's black night, and there was no way I could make my wrongs right. Then that old accuser to the Lord did cry, he is a sinner and now he must die. Then I heard a voice saying, Father, I'll go, I'll pay his sin debt in Calvary's flow. I'll bury in my body the marks of the cross to save that child who is sin sick and lost.
And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
There are those who rely on the works that they do, and some men count on the times they pray through. But when the battle's over and my last song is sung, I'll go home through the blood of my Father's precious Son.
And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. From the highest star in heaven the depths of the sea,
it's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. And it's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
There's a royal banner given for display to the soldiers of the King, as an ensign fair we lifted up today, while his ransomed ones we see. Marching on and on, marching on and on, for Christ count everything but loss. Everything but loss, for the King of Kings, till toil lands deep beneath the banner of the cross. Over land and sea, wherever man may dwell, make the glorious tidings known of the crimson banner. Now the story tell, while the Lord shall claim his own.
marching on and on, marching on and on. For Christ count everything but loss, for the King of Kings will toil and see beneath the banner on the cross. When the great commander from the vaulted sky sounds the resurrection day, then before our king the faint and foe shall die, and the state shall march away. Marching on and on, marching on and on, for Christ count everything but loss, for the King of Kings will toil and sting beneath the banner on the cross.
Displayed for all to mercy. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to sing. How marvelous, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart this love, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Before We Ask. 1 John 5:14 reads, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." Our God is an awesome God, in French, is a favorite song at our Friday night meetings where we sing, pray, and have story time. Our God is truly an awesome God, and He loves to answer prayers. He uses us to answer other people's prayers, and He answers our prayers, sometimes before we even ask, as a recent experience reminded us. On December 26, a neighbour of ours, a priest with some European connections, asked Toussaint if he would help him unload a shipping container he had received a while ago. Wheelchairs, crutches, boxes of toys and books, and much more emerged from the depths of the container. Some of the boxes were ruined by humidity, and some things were scattered. Toussaint took a loose doll and gave it to a little girl who was standing there watching. Just that morning, the priest had taken a short walk and had seen Toussaint at our recently finished classroom. This past year, we received some funds from people who wanted to support our ministry to children. After returning from furlough, we built this classroom to provide a place and books for neighbourhood kids to study, as well as a meeting place for any future projects or seminars. The priest was quite impressed when he saw it. Later, when Toussaint started bringing out boxes of books from the container, the priest said, "Take whatever you think could be useful." Our classroom is still totally empty, and we have not even given the library a thought yet. And now we have about a dozen boxes of beautiful French children's books. The next day, Toussaint went back to the priest's house. On the way, he met the mother of the girl to whom he had given the doll. "Thank you so much for the doll you gave my daughter," she said. "I need to tell you the rest of the story." This Catholic woman had a cross next to her little house. One day, she saw her daughter kneeling in front of the cross and heard her praying to Jesus, asking for a doll. The woman wished she could help answer her daughter's prayer, but she was a single mother with very little money. The very next day, she was amazed when her girl came home with a doll. She knew God had answered her prayer. During the holidays, two women from Belgium visited the priest. "One day, I made a whole grain bread and sent Toussaint over with a loaf to give to the women, since I know how easily visitors tire of baguettes, the only type of bread available around here. When he got there, the women were in the kitchen fixing a supper of canned fish, vegetables and baguettes. When he gave them the bread, their faces lit up and they told him God had sent him." One of the women, both were visiting Africa for the first time, said she'd been extremely homesick for good bread. They even took pictures of Toussaint and the bread. The next day, they came over to thank me. They also visited our classroom, and it turned out that they were representatives of an aid organization that regularly sends containers to the priest. They saw that we had received some of the boxes from the last shipment, and they immediately promised us more books. We truly serve an awesome and wonderful God. He provides before we can even ask, and He uses us to answer people's prayers and bring them joy. May the Holy Spirit continue to use us for God's glory, and may He direct us in our daily activities and interactions. A reflection associated with this story comes from Steps to Christ, page 96. "The assurance is broad and unlimited, and He is faithful who has promised. When we do not receive the very things we ask for at the time we ask, we are still to believe that the Lord hears and that He will answer our prayers. We are so erring and short-sighted that we sometimes ask for things that would not be a blessing to us, and our Heavenly Father, in love, answers our prayers by giving us that which will be for our highest good, that which we ourselves would desire if with vision divinely enlightened we could see all things as they really are." This story, Before We Ask, was written by Ulrich Bohr of Adventist Frontier Missions. Used by permission of Adventist Frontier Missions, or AFM, AFM seeks to establish Indigenous Seventh-day Adventist church planting movements with unreached people groups. You can read more information on their website, afmonline.org.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.